We have a very full morning this morning, so I'm going to just make a quick comment on the Torah reading. This morning we read the story of Noah, where the heavens fall in and the world is almost destroyed, and then right after that, what story comes? You're allowed to read ahead in the Bible. It's not like an Agatha Christie novel. Right after that comes the story of the Tower of Babel. And so the rabbis contemplated, why is the story of the Tower of Babel right after the story of Noah? And they came up with a beautiful little rabbinic midrash, rabbinic story explanation. They said, human beings saw that the skies fell in. And don't forget, they were primitive. This was early on in human history. So they thought if they could build a tower that reached to the sky, it would hold the sky up and it wouldn't happen again. Now, what's the deeper meaning of that parable? Obviously, they didn't mean it literally. The deeper meaning is that human beings have a tendency to search for material solutions to spiritual problems. All you have to do is build something, and the emptiness that we feel and the things that we do wrong will be solved. And if you think that we have overcome that, then just ask yourself how many people feeling empty buy themselves a new car. It's a material solution to a spiritual problem. And in fact, not only do we discover that it doesn't work, but in the end, what is the spiritual solution to this spiritual problem? It comes at the end of Noach, in the beginning of next week's Parsha, which, if you read ahead even more, is about Abraham, Lech Lecha. Because Abraham's spiritual journey is the answer to humanity's spiritual problem. Abraham doesn't go on a journey to accumulate goods, but to realize a vision of God. And so, unlike the Tower of Babel, Abraham's journey is successful. This being Rosh Chodesh, we turn to page 1220 in the Chumash. We invite everybody to please come in.